What it do, baby? Welcome, 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 everyone, to the Big Dog Talk. I'm your host, Lamar, here coming live from the VIP, Syracuse. We here, baby. 27 degrees outside, pretty cold, but I got the hot topics that's about to warm you up. We got some good topics today. We got Curry out the remainder of the season. We got Lakers, Heat tonight, NBA TV. We got Cavs and Wizards, ESPN. We got the Claw. They still trying to make this man be the best player in the NBA when you got Bron James over there in LA doing the damn thing. And lastly, Melo. Melo, this for you. Give that man a shot, please. Especially with Curry out for the remainder of the season. Especially when you got Orlando that can't even put up 100 points a game. Especially when you got the Charlotte Hornets looking like a high school JV team. We're going to start it off with that ESPN game, Cavs and Wizards. It actually should be a good game. Both teams desperately in need for a win. They got a lot of losses in that loss column. I'm not sure who's going to be the standout, but if I had to guess, I'm a betting man, so I'm definitely going to put my money on that boy Kevin Love. He's a star. I don't know if you want to call him an aging star or maybe just an all-star. For that team, though, he is the star. It's kind of like the same role as when he was in Minnesota. Just it's like deja vu all over again, you know? Jordan Clarkson. I love Jordan Clarkson. That's my dog. LA Gang Gang. Tristan Thompson. You know, just to name a few. But he's going to have to carry the bulk. He's going to have to average out 18 and 10. That's not even enough. But against a depleted Wizards team, I think it will be enough. You know, I'm predicting Bradley Beal maybe to drop about 27, 28. Shooting percentage probably will be low. I don't know why, but they keep talking like John Wall going to come back at the end of the year. Still have no idea why. Similar to Curry, you might as well keep him out the rest of the year, stockpile up the next year, and start all over again. But I see them losing. I took the bet, and I bet on the Cavs winning outright. Took the money line on them. So we're going to say go Cavs tonight. The next game is the best game that NBA TV, Lakers in Miami. Of course, we go in LA Gang Gang. The line on that one, I took it at 8. It's now 8.5. Lakers are favored. They should dominate. You know, Jimmy's going to have his hands full. I'm going to just keep it real with you. He's not going to be able to guard Bron. He damn sure can't guard AD. Our bench, and when I say our, just know I'm talking about Lakers. The bench is like that. KCP, I hope we move him to the bench. Put Avery Bradley back in the starting lineup. Give my boy Caruso a little bit more playing time. Deplete a little bit. Decrease KCP's playing time. Even though, as of late, he's played slightly better. But it's just the hair. But Caruso gives him just that oomph. Dwight Howard, I expect him to have a double-double. He's going to destroy them down low. Jimmy Butler probably get 15 and 10. I ain't even going to lie. He might get 15 and 10. Hero, I expect Hero to actually have one of them miraculous, can't even say the word. That's how crazy it's going to be, a miraculous game. Might drop 18 tonight. Probably about 4 threes. The crowd's going to go crazy. And then they're going to look up the scoreboard and realize that we're dominating. You're not beating us at home. We got a home record that is a champ. We got a great rest of the season to play. I expect them to probably beat them by at least 12. Pretty low scoring game. I'm predicting about 110 to 98. Nothing too crazy. But I predict a good game, though, in the first half. And then, because see, I think we're a better second half team than our first half because we come out. If you look at the Charlotte game, if you look at the Dallas game, we come out very slow. You know, we try to play inside out. And if it doesn't get going, our shots don't fall. Everyone gets a little cold in the second half. We turn up. I do expect Spoltra to have a good game plan, though. He'll have a good game plan. Bang it down low. Kick it out. Try to get some threes. Try to get up-tempo. See if they can outrun us. But I doubt it, though. So prediction for the night. Lakers taking over. Now that we got our two bold predictions for these two televised games, we got to dive into this. Why on earth can Melo not get a job? Why? I know it's a sour topic. I know some people don't think he can still ball, you know? And me, I think he still got some in the tank. You mean to tell me he can't go right now and give you 15 off the bench on the starting lineup for the Brooklyn Nets? Really? Tell me one person besides Kyrie, excluding KD, that can get buckets over Melo. I'll wait. You can't even think of it. Now, another option. Why not send Melo on a same contract that you got for Dwight Howard? Ship him right to Golden State. You already got sold out tickets. Everybody's already going to come because they already got their tickets because they expected Curry to play this year. They expected D'Lo to have a great year. Instead, give him a non-guaranteed contract. Sort of like a training day, pretty much. What's the worst that could happen? He come in and shoot the ball and miss? That's what we're pretty much watching now. Even though I will say, the Warriors been playing very competitive basketball. You know, even with their stars out, they're playing competitive. They got heart. These young cats got heart. And you can't teach that. That's the one thing. You cannot teach heart. Talent is overrated. You got the talent, you got to be able to prove it. You got to have the heart. But when you got heart and will, you can do whatever you want to do. Hopefully Melo get a team. I hope so. If not, big three, here he comes. Or I might have to sign it to my YMCA league and come get buckets with me. The last topic we got, I know it's premature. I know it's early. But why are they disrespecting LeBron like this? Why? 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 AD, LeBron, Giannis. Top three in the game right now. Top three. No order. Just those are the top three. You cannot be the best player and only play 58 games a year. 8 games into the year, this man has already missed 2. So his stats, A, are already inflated. B, he's getting the most rest. So of course he should come out and drop 30-5, 30-6. Why wouldn't he? You mean to tell me if Bron set out the Hornets game, set out, say, maybe this Heat game tonight, and he played any other game, that he wouldn't come out and drop 30, 15, and 15? Exactly. Now, me, my early pick for MVP is going to be Anthony Davis. Because I feel like LeBron, at the end of the year, he's going to scale it back. And right now, truthfully, I feel like LeBron's not even giving 100%. I think he's giving like 90 because he can. See, that's the advantage I think Bron got. He can give you 90, and it still is better than everybody else in the league. But that's me, you know, and I love Claw. I think he's an excellent player. He worked out with my boy Kobe. Anybody to work out with Kobe, I think you're great. But you got to play. All these load managements, and he's going to average about 60, 58 max for games this year. Does he think we care? Yes. Does he care that we care? No. And that's okay. He don't care about being the best player in the league. He care about that ring, that Larry O'Brien. I can't knock him for that. But my early pick right now, my first episode, is going to be AD. Runner-up is probably going to be LeBron. And I would not be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if it ended up being a tie. You never know. But that's it for me, folks. I hope y'all enjoyed this lovely show. I'm going to come back. I'm going to have a guest on my episode number 2. It's going to be my boy Kaz, who's an avid LeBron lover. This man loves LeBron. Probably more than he loves his brother. We're going to get into it. We got some good topics next time. Thank y'all for listening to Big Dog Talk. Holla.